What is up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got a good one for you today. Stephen A. Smith, that's right, I said it, had some things to say about Klay Thompson. I actually agree with him. And SI came out with its latest top 100 players for the upcoming season. As you can imagine, there are a number of Warriors on there, so we're going to get to that also. And a couple other things, too, coming your way. All that coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am Charles T. Hamilton, and we got another good one for you. Stephen A. Smith. That's right. I personally can't stand the guy. Anyone out there that's a fan, right on, to each their own. I'm sure every analyst and reporter I like isn't liked by everyone. Not everyone is meant to be universally liked. So, right on to people that do enjoy his work. I'll pass. But he did have something recently. He did a segment, I guess, on whatever show it is or he was on. I don't know. He's on a lot of stuff. But basically, he was talking about Klay Thompson, and his premise was, which in my opinion is ridiculous, that if the Lakers got Klay Thompson, they could beat the Warriors. Which, I mean, who knows? Who knows what the future holds for the Lakers and their crew of young players and crew of knuckleheads and how the Warriors would replace Klay and all those factors. But he did make a point that I do agree with and I have maintained for, I don't know, the last 5 years, however long it's been since the Warriors started making the playoffs and Steph became a superstar. And that's that Klay Thompson is the best true number two option in the NBA. And I'm going to get to that in just a second. First, I'm going to throw to some sound that Stephen A. Smith had. Well, first, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to throw the Stephen A. Smith sound, and then we're going to break that down right after. So all that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Everybody's forgetting the level of disrespect that is given to Klay Thompson. I don't get it. He's 6'7", and he defends. He defends three different positions, not to mention the fact he's one of the greatest shooters we have ever seen. Former three-point shooting champion. He's a guy that's considered one of the best shooters in the game. 85%+ from the free throw line, plus 40% from three-point range. You've got cats that usually go back and set up their defense at the three-point line and say, all right, let's go. With Klay and Steph, not just Steph, Klay too, you have to set up your defense at half court because these brothers step past half court and will pull up from the damn parking lot. I don't understand it. Everybody, if you're LeBron, Kawhi is better, Kevin Durant's better, but you don't need them, or at least Kawhi Leonard, you don't need that if you have LeBron. You need them when you don't have LeBron. You need a Klay Thompson more than people realize. I don't understand.
So there it is. Classic Stephen A. Smith. I don't mind the... Okay, my point is a little less hyperbole in there. I don't think Klay is really disrespected by any means. I think there are Kawhi Leonard's better, Kevin Durant's better. But the point I'm pulling from this, and you can forget what Stephen A. Smith really said about him going to the Lakers. He's not going anywhere. The Warriors are going to do what they have to keep him. He wants to stay in the Bay Area. If you're Klay, Steph, if you're really any of them, you're a god in the Bay Area. And I don't just mean any of the big four, the four all-stars. I mentioned it when David West retired. If he wanted to stay in the Bay, he would be a god in the Bay Area. Never pay for a meal. Goes for Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala. We'll see what the career of Pat McCaw looks like. But all these guys that have helped them win multiple championships, JaVale McGee, when his career's done, I'd come back to the Bay Area personally because that guy is beloved. And unless he wins multiple championships in LA or wherever else he goes, he's not going to find what he had in the Bay anywhere else. And so I'm getting off track here. But what I'm getting at with Klay, first off, he's not going anywhere. So the idea of him going to the Lakers, not happening. But what Stephen A. Smith said is something I agree with across the league, across the board here. And obviously contracts, all that stuff. He's not available till this offseason, I believe, and even then he won't be available. The Warriors are going to lock him up. He's not going anywhere. But as far as a true number two goes, it's Klay Thompson, then it's everyone else. Look at the guys who are considered number ones. LeBron James. He'd be better with Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson would be better with LeBron. Well, I don't know about better because Klay's in a great situation. But what I'm getting at is, and something that Stephen A. talked about also, is not just the defense, not just the shooting, not just the attitude, and we'll get to the stuff behind the scenes that makes Klay such a valuable asset also, but the fact that he's going to get you 20 points on 10 dribbles is as important as anything else that he does as far as being a true number two in the league goes. Look, if he was on Russell Westbrook's team, who would you rather pair with Russell Westbrook right now? Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson? Me personally, if I'm putting a team together, I'd want Klay because he's going to play better with Russell Westbrook than Kevin Durant would. And look, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were great. I'm not saying that. I don't want to get any of this misconstrued. But the bottom line is Klay doesn't need the ball. He allows that number one option to dominate the ball and do what they need to do to be the superstar. And then Klay is going to be that true number two, getting you 20 points a game while shooting, 45% from three on 10 dribbles. Having the ball for maybe, 90 seconds a game. So that's one of the biggest things for Klay. And look, Paul George might be a better player. Chris Paul might be a better player overall. Maybe not. Chris Paul's getting old. But you get what I'm saying here, is Klay Thompson is the best number two option in the NBA. And I don't agree with Stephen A. Smith that the disrespect of Klay Thompson. It's, that's Stephen A. But as far as the number two option goes, I would be way more interested in getting him over Jimmy Butler. Maybe Kawhi. It sounds like Kawhi wants to be the number one. Who else? KD. I mean, KD obviously is Kevin Durant. So, but I would be more interested in pairing KD with Klay than pairing KD with another guy who thinks they're a number one. And what I just mentioned also with Kawhi and Jimmy Butler, Klay's fine being a number two. And you know what? Klay might thrive as a number one also. I wouldn't put it past Klay that in the same way James Harden took over the Rockets and, started putting up 25 and having great years and eventual MVP and taking his team to the Western Conference Finals and all that stuff. If you told me Klay Thompson could do that and got the opportunity to and ended up doing it, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But as far as being a number two option in the NBA goes, it's him and it's everyone else. Because if you try and get Kawhi Leonard to come in and be that number two option to LeBron, Jimmy Butler, whoever, it's not really going to work. Paul George has kind of worked in OKC a little bit just because he seems to be willing, which is great. That's great. But the game is still different. He still needs the ball in his hand. Where Klay might be a detriment having the ball in his hand, honestly. He's gotten better with his handling and his driving and the Klay ups and all that stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, it's him and everyone else. You give me a number one option, if you can find that great number one option in the NBA that every team is looking for, Klay Thompson is the guy I'd want as my number two. And just so happens for the Warriors that he's really number three or, number two after 1A and 1B, Steph and KD. And as I was saying, I don't know if I actually made the point or not because I take a lot of left turns here, but what you see with Jimmy Butler, Kawhi, KD potentially, I understand the trepidation with KD about whether he will be leaving the Warriors in a year or not. I still think he sticks around, but again, another left turn by yours truly. But as I was saying, with Kawhi, Jimmy Butler, KD to an extent, if he decides to leave, those are guys who want to be the number one option. And one of the most valuable things you get with Klay is not that he's just so low maintenance off the court, on the court, and that's just his attitude in general, but he's not concerned with being the number one. He just wants to get his shots, play some defense, and go kick it with Rocco. And something else Stephen A. said, which is true, he can guard 1 through 3, but the guy can guard 4s also. Maybe you wouldn't. It'd be interesting to see if he wasn't on a team with Draymond or Jordan Bell or or, you know, some great big men defenders like the Warriors do have to maybe see him matched up against fours more often. But what I'm saying is basically if he gets matched up against a four, I'm not worried. I'm not worried one bit. So I would throw that in there as well. He can also guard fours. One through four, I'm fine with it. And that's why he's so valuable. That's why the Warriors will never get rid of him. And I don't think he ever wants to be getting rid of. I don't think he ever wants to leave. And if I was him, I wouldn't either. He's got it pretty damn good here. No doubt about it. But as I was saying, hands down, best number two option in the NBA. There are better players who are number twos, but you have to fit the role. And Klay fits the role. If you look at LeBron when he was in Miami, he gets D-Wade with him. That worked out fine. But Chris Bosh, what did he have Chris Bosh do? You know what? And this is what I'm talking about in fitting the role. Chris Bosh, hey, you are a 26-12 guy. You're a Hall of Famer. You can have your own team. But when you come play with me, LeBron, because I'm LeBron here, as you could tell, you're going to kick it in that corner right there. And you're going to shoot threes when I decide to get the ball to you sometimes. And you're going to deal with it. I don't care you're 26-12. This is your role. And that, again, another left turn here, but also getting to my point of being able to fit the role. Good for Chris Bosh for being able to fit the role. Same thing with Kevin Love. But what you're doing with players like that and what teams are doing with other good players is trying to get them to fit the role when they could have lesser players do that, if that makes sense, where you go out and you get Paul George. I need you to fit that number two role. And he did fine. He did what he had to fit it, but he's a better player than that. Where Klay Thompson, in my opinion, is a number two, like I said, if he got his own team, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm just repeating myself. But what we saw with Kevin Love, Chris Bosh, they fit those roles that they were shoehorned into when they were on the team with LeBron. They're much better players than that. Klay Thompson may be a better player than this, but he fits his role perfectly, and he didn't have to change anything to fit this role that he's in. So what I'm getting at, and I've said it a million times, I think, already in these last 10 minutes, Klay Thompson, hands down, the best number two option in the NBA. Because he fits the role. Because you're not having him change his game to fit this role. That's already his game. So there we go. Thanks, Stephen A. Smith, I guess. By the way, I disagree with his with his whole rhetoric. The whole that the Lakers could beat the Warriors with Klay and that Klay's disrespected and all that stuff. But I just thought it was a good way to get to my praise of Klay Thompson. And not that he needs it, because he's not disrespected. Anyways, now I'm just arguing with myself in a fake Stephen A. Smith. So there it is. SI, Sports Illustrated, recently came out with a top 100 players in the NBA for the 2018-19 season. As you can imagine, like about 14 Warriors were on there. So we're going to get to that next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. As I mentioned, Sports Illustrated came out with a top 100 players for the 2018-19 season. And they've gotten down to, 21, I guess? Or no, sorry, 31. And so I'll get to the rest later this week when it does come out. And something interesting, well, I'll get to the interesting part a little later, I guess. I'm all over the place today, you guys. Sorry. But let's just start. Let's just start with the SI Top 100. So at 100, they had Lonzo Ball. And as I say that, let me also preface it with this. They're basically projecting the 2018-19 season. It's nothing more than the next 82 regular season games than they're projecting these players for, this Top 100 list. So I just want to make sure I get that out there. Lonzo Ball was rated at 100. Maybe. I don't know. He may be fine. He may be a fine player. And this ranking may be justified. It may be worse. It may be better. I don't know. But man, I'm so tired of it. I'm just tired of I just haven't seen enough for the time we spend on him. And now this is my fault because I'm spending time on him. Ugh, I just fed into the problem. I'm pathetic. Moving on. That was terrible. I just had an epiphany right here. That was really bad. I just complained about how much time we spend on Lonzo Ball while I'm talking about Lonzo Ball. Moving on. Andre Iguodala. Jeez. Was ranked number 87. Which is about right, I guess. Considering what he brings to a great team should probably be ranked better. But it's more just about individual abilities and seasons that this is going over. Not so much their value to their team, I guess. Because Andre is, we'll see what happens with DeMarcus, possibly Jordan Bell, Damian Jones. But at this moment, Andre is the fifth best player on the Warriors, fifth most important for sure. You can maybe even make an argument that he's like fourth most important because, say, you lose KD for a game or Steph for a game, I'd still feel he just brings something that no one else on the roster really does. Livingston can come close to it, but I don't know. Just basically, Andre is the fourth or fifth most important player on the back-to-back champs and the best team in the NBA. But as far as individually ranked at 87, sure. But what he brings to the Warriors is not only Steve Kerr always mentions he's the adult in the room, the calming influence, which he absolutely is, and it's huge. But part of that is he's just probably the smartest player in the NBA offensively and defensively. Now, his abilities don't lend himself to that always, if that makes sense, to where as smart as he is on offense, you know, he can't always hit a shot, you know, stuff like that. But he is still the smartest player, for my money, in the NBA offensively and defensively. You can say, LeBron, that's fine. I'll take that. That's fine. Maybe the second smartest is Andre. But either way, one of the smartest players in the NBA, and he just brings such a calming influence, such an adult influence to such a business approach to the game that the Warriors can lose with their showmanship and just their confidence in their abilities, which is understandable because look who's on the team. But I think 87 is fair, maybe a little low. But what are you going to do? And something we've heard for about as long as Andre's been on the team, and I couldn't agree more, when he's hitting his shots, Warriors are unbeatable. Unbeatable. When Andre's knocking down threes, if he can give you, in a game where Andre goes 3-for-4 from three or 2-for-4, you're pretty screwed. You're pretty screwed as the opposition. So he's incredibly important, obviously. And so 87, whatever. I'm not too worried about it. Again, this is just off-season fodder. I can't wait for the season to start. This one was a little, when I first saw it, I got a little hot, a little heated about this. And couldn't believe it. But when you take into account that they're just ranking the 2018-19 season, it makes more sense. And that was Boogie at 68. He was one away from nice. Dwight Howard was nice. Dwight Howard was ranked 69, Boogie 68, Miles Turner 67. So a run of centers right there. But considering the fact he's going to miss close to half the season, being ranked at 68 makes sense. But when he comes back, I'm still expecting pretty big things from him. Even at 60%, he is still the best center the Warriors have had since Wilt Chamberlain. He's going to do big things for the Warriors, and especially that second unit. The only thing that knocks him down, obviously, is the injury. Coming back from the injury, he's going to miss games. But also the fact that he's just never been able to, he's put up huge numbers without team success. And that was one of the biggest moves, one of the biggest reasons he made the move he did this offseason, becoming a Warrior, for that, you know, tax mid-level exception, is to prove that he can be a team player and that he can be on a winning team in a winning environment. Hopefully he'll learn some things also. But the thing that hurt him in this also was just the fact, his emotion, he just all the stuff, all the Boogie stuff, which I agree with. I agree with it until he becomes a Warrior. And it's not just because I'm, you know, Warriors guy. It's because, realistically, the Warriors are the perfect situation for him, the perfect situation for someone who wants to prove that they can be a team player, that proves they want to come in and be professional. It just makes sense. And hopefully he can prove that. So a couple other funny little notes here. Devin Booker was ranked 50, and this was before the injury. And I thought that was pretty low. I'm pretty high on Devin Booker. And excuse me, I said injury before the surgery. So he's going to be out, I think, 6 weeks. So he will miss the start of the season. But he'll probably be back. Math is tough. Back by November. So that one was weird. And what made it even weirder is that Eric Gordon was ranked 49 right ahead of him. I don't know. I've never seen someone who shoots as well as Eric Gordon shoot so poorly. The guy can go 5 in a row knocking down threes, and then he can also go 0 for 5, missing the backboard 4 out of 5 times. Like, it's pretty wild. Don't get me wrong, Eric Gordon, great player. Well, great strong, very good player. I don't know. That one was weird. And so I'm sure you're all wondering, where's the rest of the list? Well, they only went through 31. And as you can see by the fact that this podcast is almost over, no other Warriors were ranked between 31 and 68. So Sean Livingston did not make the cut, which is a shame. I think he should have. But again, this is just projecting the 2018-19 season. And so then that means Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson are all top 30, which absolutely makes sense. And we'll break that down in the next podcast when it does come out. But for now, that's it. That's it. Andre at 87, Boogie at 68. I don't really know. Maybe Jordan Bell could have made the cut, but again, we don't know what the rotation is going to be with the centers. And when Boogie comes back, who knows what the backup rotation is going to be. It's going to be an interesting year, for sure. And Boogie is part of what makes it so interesting. Not only because he's going to be a Warrior and we're going to see how that works, but because we're going to get at least half a season to see the three young centers, and then we're going to see how the rotation behind him goes. Quick note, same thing with Pat McCaw, no news. I'm sure we'll get it right before training camp starts. But until then, nothing. Rodney Hood signed his qualifying offer. Luol Deng got bought out and then signed with the Timber Bulls. As Twitter likes to call him. It's pretty hilarious, man. It's Tom Thibodeau's on Doc Rivers level of signing ex-players and players that have played well against him. Whatever. Maybe he helps. Who knows? Last piece, shout out Sean Livingston. Egregiously did not make the cut for the top 100, but happy birthday to the guy. One of my all-time favorite players, Warriors or not. Love his story. I've tweeted out before, after the last couple championships, I'm always the happiest for him. By all accounts and purposes, a great human being on top of a good basketball player. And just happy birthday to him. Looking forward to another year on the Warriors. Maybe two, we'll see. Who knows? Contract situation, etc. But big Sean Livingston fan, so happy birthday to him. Shout out to S. Dot. That's going to do it for today. Come back later this week. We'll have at least one more podcast, if not a couple more. Hopefully we get some news. Oh, man, I've been saying that all summer. Cannot wait for the season to start. I know you guys are with me. This has been Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.